Presenting Set Free, a dramatic presentation of the Holocaust by Amber Page.
The end of World War I left Germany in complete despair. Millions died, and their empire was completely destroyed. After the Paris Peace Conference, the Treaty of Versailles was signed on June 28, 1919. This was the official end of the war. It demanded that Germany pay heavy economic reparations. Germany didn't have the required money. So as a result of their failure to meet expectations, Germany began to suffer. During this time, an incredibly determined man brought anti-Semitism to the attention of German citizens. The Jews did this to them. If it wasn't for the Jews, Germany wouldn't be about to fall apart. So, on March 23rd, 1933, Hitler was reigned dictator of Germany. Hitler hated Jews. He sent them to ghettos where they would be isolated. Then, when the final solution was decided, and all Jews must be terminated, Hitler, with his Nazi party, shipped Jews on train cars to concentration camps. It was found easier to work to death the Jews than kill them themselves. The living conditions were brutal. If Jews were not in good condition to work, they would be loaded onto gas vans where they would be killed by carbon monoxide. These horrendous, violent acts go down in history as some of the most inhumane attacks against mankind. In the end, the Nazis ended up killing over 6 million Jews. Hello, my name is Leah Rudisky. My life was happy. I had a typical life as a young girl. I played the violin, I attended school, and I am a Jew. I was never one to complain much. I never had a reason to. But when my mom came upstairs, crying and telling me we were leaving, I began to weep too. The Nazis are sending the Jews into ghettos. We must go into hiding. My world began to spin. I became dizzy. Leaving? Hiding? Ghettos? Were these really the words I was hearing? I was wishing it was just a dream, and at any moment I was going to wake up and find myself lying on my warm bed, waiting for breakfast to be prepared. But sleep never came, and neither did breakfast. In a hurry, I packed all my bags, and I left my home.
My daughter, you know Dr. Akon. He is a German, and he has a place we can stay until we can go back home. It will be safe for us.
Why didn't my dad sound reassuring? His eyes had lost their glow, and all the hope he tried to convince us that we had was all a lie. It wasn't going to get better, and we weren't going to be safe. It had been 2 months, and I was tired, cold, and starved. There really was no point on complaining, though. No matter how many tears I cried, there wouldn't be food, or an extra blanket, or more time to sleep. It seemed like another typical day. Fear running through my veins, gunshots, explosions, and painful cries. I wished that was all I heard, but no, there was a loud voice and a knock on the door.
Open up the door immediately, or I will burn the entire building down!
A Nazi came in and saw me, my father, my mother, and my baby sister. He was holding Dr. Akon by the collar of his shirt and screaming.
Did this man help you? Answer me!
My father could only stare in shock. Then, like I wasn't even standing in the same room, I heard a gunshot. Dr. Akon fell to the ground with blood pouring out of his head. My little sister began to cry. I wanted to yell at her to be quiet, but it was too late. She was torn out of my mother's hands, and that was the last time I ever saw her again. Death would have been better than this. Crammed into a train cart with 50 other people, with no food, water, or light. The lucky ones were near a window. I was forced in a back corner for what seemed like an eternity. The train stopped, the door was slid open, and I was standing out front of a concentration camp. We were stripped of our clothes and forced to separate into males and females. At that moment, I knew I would never look into my father's loving brown eyes again. We stood in a line, and some were sent to the left, and others right.
You, right, left.
I didn't know which one I preferred.
Right.
Death by guest chamber, or being worked to death.
Right.
It didn't matter, as long as I wasn't separated from my mother.
Left.
I was next.
You.
The man in uniform looked me over.
Let me look at you.
Muttered to himself. And I was sent to the right.
Go.
With my mother. I no longer knew who I was or what I believed in. Clearly there was no God, if he could just sit there and let this happen. Yet there was still something I was holding on to, a small glimmer of hope. During the first month, I saw things that people's minds couldn't even imagine. People were beaten up right and left. The yelling never stopped. Crying always hung in the dead air. Bruises, pain, starvation. I watched as my mother died in my arms. Mom! Mom! Don't leave me, Mom! Mom, I love you! Mom, you can't leave me! Don't give up, Lee. You're stronger than the Nazis, and God loves you. Those were her last words, and I felt the last gasp of breath move through her lungs, and then her eyelids shut, never to be opened again. I was alone. Things only got harder from here out. I laid on top of the body of my friend Anne and cried. I was tired. And the Nazis all yelled at us to get up.
Run!
Someone's arms came around me and helped me up, and I began to run. I ran for what felt like hours. People fell to the ground from exhaustion. And when they couldn't get up, they would be shot.
Faster! Faster you run! Faster you go to bed!
This is just one example of many nights where my body would find no rest. The pile of dead bodies began stacking higher. I could picture my body in the midst of it. Still, death never came. I lost track of time, but I will never forget this day. Rumors spread around that Russia had invaded Germany, and we would soon be set free. Then I heard the Nazis saying we were being deported to a death camp? No, I didn't survive this long just to be shipped off to die. I wanted to scream, but I kept my mouth shut. What other option did I have? Then the nightmares reappeared, and I was back on a train. We were only on for a short while when suddenly it stopped. Gunshots! Who was firing at whom? Then the doors opened. I began to cry. But this time, tears of joy. The Russians came. And I, after months of imprisonment, watching my own mother die in my arms, being beaten, merciless, being starved, and even desiring death. I was set free.